Hey there, and welcome to Not Your Average Counsellor, the podcast that's here to shake up your perspective on life, love, relationships, and everything in between. I am your host, V. Vinci, and let me tell you, I am not your run-of-the-mill counsellor, and I'm on a mission to help you uncover the key to unlocking your fullest potential. You see, I've been around the block a few times, and I've probably gathered more life experience than four therapists put together. From battling a brain tumour, to divorce, marriage, grief, parenthood, and supporting my son come out the other side of a life-threatening illness, I've been through it all and then some. So I get my clients, I understand their pain, hurt, and challenges on a very deep level. But what truly sets me apart is my approach. I'm all about keeping it real, keeping it simple, and keeping it effective. Because complexity, well, that's the enemy of progress, and that's why I'm a firm believer in the KISS principle. Because let's face it, life is complicated enough already. This podcast is your passport to a more rewarding and simpler perspective on life. My aim is to help you understand the why that drives your thoughts and actions to create change, embrace growth, and create the life you truly want. So sit back, relax, and buckle up for some truth bombs, laughter, and a whole lot of inspiration. Let's dive in. Not Your Average Counsellor is rated PG. Parental guidance is definitely recommended. Good morning, afternoon, evening, wherever you are. Welcome to another episode of Not Your Average Counsellor, the podcast that explores the intricacies of the human mind, helping you navigate the maze of your thoughts and emotions. Today we are diving headfirst into the world of negative thought patterns. Now, if you are watching this little video, please excuse my attire. I've just been for a run. And you know, I just want to make these things simple. Now, don't worry, we are not letting your brain run amok. Instead, we're going to teach it some manners. So grab a comfy seat, maybe a cup of your favourite bevy, and let's embark on a journey to break free from those pesky negative thought patterns. But before we get stuck in today's episode, I just wanted to give you a little update on what's been happening in my world, because I'm full of nervous excitement and energy at the moment. So, back in 2021, I launched my Me, Myself, and I Mastery program. I knew I was facilitating a really good program, but I generally had no idea the impact that it would have out there in the world. Since its release, Me, Myself, and I Mastery Program, which is also known as MMI, has been the catalyst to huge changes. Participants have personally told me that MMI has impacted their lives in ways that totally blows my mind, and to be honest, makes me a little bit bloody emotional. I've had people say it's helped them become a calmer, more present parent, set boundaries when they had none, gain confidence to start a business, speak up more, shift careers, prioritize their physical and mental health, feel ready to open themselves up to a relationship, and even repair broken relationships. No matter what change was experienced, the common factor, it had a profound effect on their life because they finally proved to themselves that change was possible. Their lives haven't been the same since. But 2021 was a lifetime ago, right? Especially when you look at what we've all endured in the last few years. There's things I've learned since that I really wanted to incorporate into the framework I built in MMI. I knew I could make it better, more impactful. I knew there were things missing that would make the upgraded version of what I hope is the most powerful one-stop shop training for personal transformation. Because what you learn has the ability to shift in any area of your life that you feel stuck. So over the past 6 months, I've been reflecting and working with the best in the personal development and course creation business to optimize it and refine MMI to make it even better. And I'm proud to say that I have literally poured my heart and soul into leveling up the Me, Myself, and I Mastery program to make it the ultimate transformative journey that supports you in bridging the gap between where you are now and where you dream of being over 12 weeks. Through MMI,
You will get to know yourself inside out and up your own ass so that you can put to bed anything that holds you back from living the life you desire. It's a hybrid program, which means it's a combination of video training and guided small therapy calls to work through learnings in real time. Plus, there's always accountability from me and support from me and my team. I will be there with you for 12 weeks as life happens, as integration occurs, as curveballs are thrown at you. MMI is for anyone who wants more from their life, and the doors are opening next month. Now, heads up, places are limited. I keep the groups small to ensure that everyone gets the time and attention they need. So get yourself on the wait list, not only to increase your chances of securing your place, but to get your hands on an epic early bird discount and early access to the program. So the waitlist information is in the show notes. And let's get started on today's topic, negative thought patterns. We all have them, right? It's like a never-ending loop of worst-case scenarios running through your head. But fear not, because today we're going to acknowledge that these thought patterns are actually perfectly normal and, dare I say, even a bit comical. The problem with them is that they are almost always running off the fear loop. Fear runs the negative thought pattern show because, well, that's its job. Perfectly normal. Now, whilst I say it's normal, imagine those little quotey fingers around that, to have negative thought patterns, what is not comfortable is the loops that get stuck. So stick with me here. Fear runs the negative thought patterns because it thinks you must be under some sort of threat. What triggers the threat? Well, you do, or to be exact, your body does. Little things like a breath in, or even the opposite. I often catch myself holding my breath when someone or something has absolutely ticked me off and I'm stopping myself from shouting out, fuckwit. That bodily response will trigger the brain who says, hold up, we've got an incoming missile, we must be prepared to die. Now, all well and good if we were in a war or there was an actual threat, but quite often, and especially in my rooms, there is very little actual danger, but a lot of perceived danger or thinking of danger. Now, that makes it sound like I have every poor soul who has ever been physically attacked in my office. It's not. The kicker is that the brain can't tell the difference between real or imagined danger. It cannot tell the difference between physical and emotional pain. The neural pathway that leads to the brain to indicate danger is shared by the body and the heart. It doesn't know the difference, so it simply goes on or off. At the heart of negative thought patterns is this. The fear that turns it on also frightens us. What the fuck? Yes, think about your worst case scenarios. Are you frightened by them? Congrats, you have ultimately starred in your very own Fright Night and frightened yourself with the thoughts. That's the problem with the thinking patterns. The loop begins with fear, we become afraid, and the whole process starts again. The normal bit is when we can realise that thought patterns are not there to do anything other than what we tell it. We give it the story, so that means we can change the story. What I do in the Me, Myself and I Mastery program is help you find what story you predominantly run, so when it runs out of context, you are aware of it. You can see the sometimes comical side of it and change it. You are in control. Woohoo! After all, who needs a brain that overthinks, right? We just want to stop and think. What do I need to do to get the hell out of this mess? And you know, honestly, sometimes you just need to go, am I even in a mess? Because that's the problem with fear. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's true just because you're feeling it. All right, so let's get down to business. We've got our regulars at the negativity parade. Catastrophizing, where a simple hiccup becomes an epic disaster. Black and white thinking, which is our all or nothing marching band. And personalization, where you assume everything is about you, even the weather. It's not just about knowing the culprits. It's about catching them in the act. Awareness of your thoughts is one of the first steps, but the MMI program takes it further, where you not only become aware of the thoughts, but the entire script becomes available so that you know where to make the edits in your story so that the outcome completely changes for the better. Remember that, for the better. We often make changes in our actions that simply lead us to the same outcome because we don't know the middle of the bloody story. Thoughts influence our emotions, behaviours and well-being. And if you haven't already guessed this, then spoiler alert, it's like a roller coaster ride through an emotional amusement park we didn't know we'd bought a ticket for. Now, whilst becoming aware of the thoughts is the very first step, the next one is knowing that you have the power to interrogate your thoughts. Yes, it's time to cross-examine your pesky, automatic, negative thoughts. Demand evidence and entertain alternative perspectives. You will be the Sherlock Holmes of your own mind. So, where can you start? Well, you need to know how to challenge your thoughts and against what criteria. So put simply, you need to do a comparison, a little like comparing cost of a vacuum cleaner. What's the cost? What's its story? Is this purchase going to make my life easier or harder? Except you are going to do this with your internal chatter rather than your external purchases. This is how you essentially evidence-base any thought you notice. And this is an important point. You will never notice every single thought that goes through your head, and you seriously do not need to. You need to know the ones that get stuck on a loop and cause problems. The cognitive distortions are a framework that can be used by anyone to learn how to challenge thoughts. So cognitive distortions are habitual, biased thought patterns that often lead to irrational and negative perceptions of yourself, of others, and, you know, sometimes just of the world. They are the sidekicks of your negative thought patterns. If you can see which ones are ones that fuel negative thinking, then you can figure out how to outsmart it and shift it in the moment. Now, obviously, I don't sell rainbows and fucking lollipops, so it's not easy. If it was, then we wouldn't have the problems that we see today. I think, though, that sometimes we have so completely overcomplicated therapy that the small tips are underutilized and the biggest factor is overlooked. The biggest factor being the client itself. We seem to have cocked up the process by making the therapist or the medical profession the expert in someone's life. This is total crap. In the case of mental health well-being, not mental health problems or disorders, but mental health well-being, the client itself is the expert in their own life. Help a person notice the problem, give them a simple framework as a guide, and they will often make the small edits they need to do two things. One, make a change to their outcome and be more confident in themselves. And two, have the clarity to reach out for further help if they need. It's when someone freezes and does nothing that the loop continues feeding itself. So, what are the cognitive distortions? Well, there are 16 of the little suckers. So, I'm going to give you a really brief outline of them, but this list is going to be in the show notes, so don't panic, you can access it. Number one, all or nothing thinking. This is that black and white thinking. It has to be this way or no other way. Number two is catastrophizing. This is where you always expect the worst possible outcome, even when there's little evidence to support it. These are the things you need to start taking note of. So you've got the list and start asking yourself, do I do these things? Which one do I do? Number three is overgeneralization. So that's where we take one negative event and apply it to everything if it goes wrong. You believe everything will go wrong. Number four, mental filtering. So you focus only on the negatives while ignoring or discounting the positives. It's like having a mental sieve for all the good stuff. It only holds the shit. Number five, discounting the positives. believing that any positive experience or compliment you receive is just insignificant, and so you don't count it. You basically assume that it's not true and that someone has obviously made a mistake, and you just ignore it. Number six, jumping to conclusions, otherwise called assumptions. So, making negative assumptions about situations or people without concrete evidence. This can include mind reading, believing you know what others are thinking, or expecting others to know what you're thinking, and fortune telling, which is predicting things will turn out badly. You know, oh my God, I just know this is the way it's going to happen. No, you don't. So, number seven, magnification and minimization. So, blowing the negative events out of proportion and minimizing the positive ones. This is like using a magnifying glass for your problems and a shrink ray for your successes. Number eight, emotional reasoning. Believing that because you feel a certain way, it must be true. For example, I feel stupid, so I must be stupid. Number nine, should statements. Well, this is a special little favorite. I sometimes find myself falling into this every now and then still. So, holding rigid, unrealistic standards for yourself and others. You often use words like should, must, ought to. These people tend to have a tendency to feel guilty or angry when things don't go as they think they should. Number 10, labeling and mislabeling. You're attaching a global and negative label to yourself or someone else based on one mistake or a negative characteristic. It's like saying, I'm a failure because I made one mistake. We have a little saying when it comes to labeling. If you have the name, you'll play the game. So always be very mindful about a label you put on someone. If you put on a failure, if you think that you're a failure, well, then you'll play the game of failure and you'll just keep on failing. Number 12, blaming. Holding others responsible for your pain or problems without taking your own role into account. It's like playing the blame game and avoiding personal responsibility. We have a massive issue in society with blame, but I think more in terms of accountability, because ultimately, not blaming is about being accountable. We have an issue because people feel that accountability means fault. It doesn't. No one's saying it's your fault if you take accountability. Accountability really is, oh shit, something's gone wrong. I'm not sure what it is or how it happened, but I understand that where we are right now isn't great and we need to figure something out. That's accountability. Number 13, control fallacies. So believing that you are either helpless and a victim of fate, or that you're responsible for everything and should have total control. There is no middle ground. You only have three things that you are in control of: your thoughts, your actions, your feelings. These control fallacies can really be a big thing when people realize that it's a distortion. It is what can keep you trapped in the thinking loop. Now, number 14 was such a surprise to me because I had a very big, this was probably one of my biggest cognitive distortions when I first came across this list. And I went down the list and I went, God, that can't be true. That cannot be true. Number 14 is the fallacy of fairness. You know, I'm always a bit of, that's not fair. This is how I grew up. That's not fair. But believing that life should always be fair, and when it's not, you see it as unfair and unjust, is a thought loop. There's no such thing as fairness. We fight for equity, but if we're fighting for fairness, we're never going to get it. It doesn't exist. It's a fallacy. It will keep us trapped in a loop. And if we have to be really honest about it, if you look at any businesses that have 50-50 equity, they can get stuck, because if there is ever a disagreement, then nothing moves. And we all know when nothing moves, it ain't good. So, number 15, the fallacy of change. It's another little sucker. Expecting others to change to meet your needs and feeling resentful if they don't. It's like thinking others should be mind readers. Your needs are your needs. You need to be responsible for them, but nobody else does. That doesn't mean that you can't have your needs met. It's about finding a way to do it. Hence why there's no bloody fairness. Anyway, final one, number 16. Oh, this is a great one. You're going to love it. Always being right. Cognitive distortion, people. Insisting on being right and putting others down to prove it, even if it damages relationships, is an issue. It is a thought loop that will stop you from listening. Because when you are trying to be right, you have stopped listening to hear and you are only listening to respond. Now, like I said, that list will be available in the show notes. Go over it and notice which ones you fall into and then narrow it down again by asking yourself, which ones of these do I do most? You will most likely end up with two or three. These are your pesky patterns that will loop the thoughts. How can you either evidence-base them or edit them so that the loop stops? Remember, breaking free from negative thought patterns is a journey, not a destination. We all end up having thought loops, because if you are ever going to go through life after you've managed to figure out some of your pesky loops and think you're never going to be afraid, you are delusional, my friend. So it's always going to be there, and you just need to have a little guide on knowing where do I start, which is the one that's driving me insane today. Now, we're going to end our episode by reminding you to celebrate every small victory, no matter how tiny. Think of it like training your brain one rep at a time. This is how you become the expert in your life. So as we wrap up, picture this. Your brain is like a mischievous pet that you're teaching new tricks. You're the owner. You've got the leash in your hand. So start showing that brain who's boss. Thank you for joining me on Not Your Average Counselor. Remember your brain and set it on the path to positivity. Until next time, keep those thoughts in check and your spirits high. See ya!
Thanks for tuning in. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please take a moment to rate and review this show. Your feedback goes a long way in assisting others to discover this info. So help me continue to help more people by providing your input. And while you're at it, don't stop there. Share this podcast with your friends, family, and on your social media. Don't forget to tag me at @vvincytherapist. Also, I love hearing your feedback and takeaways, so DM me. My inbox is always open. If you're interested in hearing more about the Me, Myself and I Mastery Program 2.0, I'm currently putting the final touches on it. The waitlist is open, so when all will be revealed, you will be the first to know all the deets, and by being on the waitlist, you get access to a significant discount as well. So if you are at all interested, put yourself on the waitlist. It really is a high-touch, high-impact experience, and to ensure that it remains that way, I cap participant numbers. More info in the show notes. Thanks again. Have a good one.